Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the emergency management meeting of Ecuri Beach Town Council. It is September 2nd, 2019. We're here this evening to discuss probable actions for the impact or the impending impact of Hurricane Dorian. This council has a few priorities, first being the livelihood of our citizens, second being the property of our citizens, third being the infrastructure of this town. Without the citizens, there is no town. So that will be in the forefront of our mind in our discussion and in any decisions that we make this evening. With that, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Mayor Pro Tem and the emergency manager, if we go to emergency, who is Commissioner David Hagler.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Welcome, everyone. So this will be a brief update. We're going to go through about four different switches on the slides, and then we'll turn it to discussion for council. So this is the 5 p.m. update for the National Hurricane Center. If you're a prognosticator, did I say it right? Prognosticator, and you decide you know better than the National Hurricane Center, recognize that the town takes actions off what the National Hurricane Center says, not every other weather person in the universe. So I've had about 50 people today tell me where they think the hurricane's going to be in 5 days. No one knows that, but this is the best predictions from the National Hurricane Center. So that's how the town takes actions. And as you can see, the prediction right now is a Category 2 to 3 hurricane Tuesday afternoon passing by the coast of North Carolina. The current path, if you were to look at that track right now, is 25 miles off the Cape Fear, which is right behind Ecuri Beach. But the cone, as you see it, says that it could be anywhere in that cone. So that means you can see it's pretty far to the west of us, and we're near the center of the cone. That's the first thing. Just to talk about what's happening up north, I just want to point out that Dare County issued their mandatory evacuation for visitors starting Tuesday at 12 p.m. and their mandatory evacuation for residents starting at 6 a.m. on Wednesday. So that's Dare County. New Hanover County, this is their last update. This came out at 12:21, so they actually may have another one after this, but they are meeting tomorrow. They have closed their county offices, which the recommendation, one of the recommendations to council will be to close our offices tomorrow. They have a state of emergency that they haven't met yet to actually formally declare it, but their intention is to declare it Tuesday, September 3rd at 5 p.m. And then just to reiterate what Ecuri Beach does, this is from our emergency operations plan, which is posted on the Ecuri Beach website, so you're welcome to review it. I think this is page B17, and the reason I picked this one is just to reacquaint all of council and the citizens with our actions based on the recommendations from emergency management that we adopted at the April meeting. So right now this storm is predicted to be a Category 2-3. The actions that we agreed to when we adopted this was that would be a mandatory evacuation. The curfew impacts of that is once the storm is here, we would have a curfew until electricity is restored and public safety. For the water system, we would isolate the first row of homes and the water tower. We would secure our building sites, which Public Works has started those activities today. We would expect to be without electricity for 3 to 5 days, which during Hurricane Florence, we were without electricity for 4 days. So it shows we sort of are right on. We would expect significant debris. And if you ask Jimmy and the Public Works team how much debris they took in from Florence, we definitely had significant debris. We already have generators staged at the lift stations. And then we would shelter in place during the storm with emergency personnel at the fire, police, and public work stations. So those are the recommendations to the council from our experience over the years with storms. So now, just to update what we've done, everyone hopefully has been going to our website or getting our email updates. If you go to our website, it gives the most recent update. Nice job, Mandy and team, on notifications. And my blazing fast internet right now will hopefully pop it up. Oh, well, maybe you don't. Let's close that one. Sorry. Let's try it the other way. See if it'll open. There we go. So we have set it up that every notification, when you go to our website, anytime, you'll get the most recent one. That's the first thing you see. If you've done what we've been advertising for a while and went to notify me, you will get a text message every time we update it. So you can put in your phone number and mobile phone and email address. The system requires an email address, but you can put in any email address and it'll work, I think. I didn't try that, but you use your email address. And then subscribe, and every time we update this, you'll get an email. You can link right to our site and see the update as soon as it happens. So I encourage you to do that. But for that, our most recent notification, so the recommendations, we wanted to make sure and tell the town what we were thinking about so that they could come and represent themselves if they didn't like anything before council officially voted on it. But my recommendation, just like I said in here, is that we would make a state of emergency declaration. We can pick the time, so we should discuss that. That's number one. We should talk about town offices and whether we're closing them tomorrow or not. The recommendation is they would be closed. Trash pickup, the landfill threw us a little bit of a curve. Late Sunday night, they sent a note saying they were going to be closed. So we called in Public Works and everyone responded, and we picked up trash today. We sent a note out to the citizens so they could get stuff out today. A lot of people got it out. We'll be picking up again tomorrow until noon. So we hope to get all the trash out of town before the landfill is closed. That was a note. And then for the water, as our plan, would this be in a category 2 or 3, we would shut off the first row houses on Wednesday morning. We don't need that in our declaration, because once we have a declaration, the instant command structure can make that decision and communicate it. But I wanted people to know so they could make plans. If someone wants a shower before they drive out of town Wednesday and we've turned off the water, they might not like it. So I wanted to make sure they knew that. So that's the presentation I have for council and for the citizens. I'm definitely open to questions. We have met with New Hanover County Emergency Management, Stephen Steeles, Carolina Beach Emergency Manager, and Acting, whatever he's called. Acting Town Manager, Ed Parvin, Tim Owens on the phone from Riceville Beach. And we have a meeting tomorrow morning at 9:30 to discuss anything we decide here. And then we'll move forward. But we're in step with all of them. All the department heads have checked in at a meeting today at 11 and confirmed we've done all the preparatory actions that are required by our plan, which was tested a year ago this time about. And so we're as ready as we think we can be right now, with the exception of declaring a state of emergency and informing citizens when they should leave, where they should go, and what activities we're doing. So that's my report to council.
Okay. We live on an island, therefore we may need to take actions prior to the county taking actions. We have the responsibility to keep our eye on that bridge, which can be closed at 45 miles per hour winds sustained, which could mean that when the tropical storm force winds arrive, we should already have evacuated, if that is the decision of the council this evening. And this says,
this is most likely.
What is the timing for us? Looks like Thursday, 8 a.m.
For most likely.
This is most likely scenario. Sure. For the tropical force winds that would have a bearing on the decision relative to our bridge.
So my recommendation on that is we can continue this meeting. I recommend we define we're going to call the state of emergency. And I think it could be any time tomorrow afternoon that the council feels is the right time to do that. After the 9:30 meeting and our 11 a.m. meeting with the department heads is when I think we should make our decision on the evacuation when it is. Based on this, it looks like Wednesday would be the time to do that because you'd have all day Wednesday for people to get out. That'll give people the opportunity tomorrow when it's not raining, because tomorrow's supposed to be a good day, to make their property issues, right? To board up their houses, to get all their yard debris out and everything. That also gives Public Works a chance to get the rest of the garbage out of here so that people can get their garbage cans back in the early afternoon. Because our last pickup will be about 12 p.m. so that we can get to the landfill and get it all out of the garbage truck so it's not sitting here. And that'll give us at least one pass through the whole town, hopefully. Recycling's still supposed to be tomorrow. I don't know if they'll get the whole town or not. But if people leave on Wednesday morning, they just got to pull it back in, and they'll have recycling underneath their house like I may. So my recommendation to council is we pick a time tomorrow afternoon to declare a state of emergency. We hold on when we make the evacuation requirement, but in our update that the mayor and I send out this evening, we tell people we will be making one tomorrow, and we continue this meeting till 1 p.m. That way we'll know what the county's doing. We'll have met with emergency management at 9:30 and the department heads at 11. And then if we do it at 1 p.m., we can get everything out. And I think that gives everyone a full day tomorrow to prepare their property and then be ready and leave early Wednesday morning and get where they want to go without an issue. My only concern is gas. Mm-hmm. That's the one unknown that I'm a little concerned about, because I've heard multiple issues about gas. I don't know what's true and what's not true about that right now.
You know, first of all, I think your point is a valid point, that we take a look at that tomorrow after we have the latest data. This storm has been far from predictable, and we need to act on the information we have up to the point that limits from what we can do.
That's right.
So I would support that decision tomorrow after the 9:30 meeting. Unless, gentlemen, discussion. What are
your
thoughts?
For what, state of emergency?
Yes. Okay. I believe this says we're going to need to go to a state of emergency. What I'm talking about is when.
I think for that we should decide now for tomorrow afternoon sometime, and I'm okay mm-hmm. whatever
3
time.
3 p.m. after all the meetings
are
done?
I think that's fine. I think... Well, the county's already said they're doing it at 5. Carolina Beach is meeting tomorrow morning, and when their council meets, they'll decide when they're doing it, but it's going to be sometime tomorrow as well. The governor's already done his the day before mm-hmm. yesterday or yesterday yeah. now, so it doesn't hurt anything. It's not going to change anything the department heads are doing right now, but I think just to find it, everyone knows.
Is there any timing issues for FEMA things?
No, I don't think so. Arlen, anything we do right now, we're still okay without a state of emergency, right?
We should be, and there isn't a lot. There is some overtime that was done at this point.
Right.
I think we should be okay.
I don't think that's the only FEMA issue we have right now is debris, and that's after the storm. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
The only thing that is on my mind is declaring at 3 o'clock or so tomorrow, within 24 hours, we'll expect the people to have left.
Yeah.
But that's about the best we can do to act on the most current information we have.
I think we're still, I think our update tonight after this meeting should still say this is what we plan to do, and you should still be looking. So just because we haven't told you that... We don't have fire trucks riding around telling you it's time to evacuate. We're telling you it's coming. You should be planning. I mean, if they're watching any of the news, they see South Carolina has I-26, all four lanes going to the west, and cars driving on them. In Florida, they see emergency management vehicles running down the highway at 80 miles an hour with cameras, which was sort of crazy to watch. So, I mean, I would hope all our citizens are paying attention to that and expecting stuff. Right. The governor's been on every day the last 3 days. I would expect Stephen Steele's to be on tonight. I was on WECT this afternoon. which was just a blip about getting back on the island. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, you hope people are paying attention. They should be. You hope they are.
So right? What time do you want to be tomorrow?
So 9:30, the mayor and I are in with New Hanover County. 11 a.m. is with the department heads, and I would say 1 o'clock. I'd say continue this meeting to 1 o'clock. And I still ask for a motion for a declaration of the state of emergency for some time in the afternoon. I don't care when you guys want to do it for.
Any other points, John?
I mean, I'm okay with that timeline. We do the declaration tomorrow.
Tonight.
Do the motion tonight.
So we can put it in our update to the citizens.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we declare a state of emergency effective.
Pick your time. Whatever time you like in the afternoon. 3:17. No, make it easier, right? Make it easier for Mandy. But
I don't care. 1 o'clock? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock is a good time.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second for a state of emergency at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Do we have a question?
Just clarifying that mandatory evacuation?
No, we haven't said anything about evacuation yet.
Not yet.
Normally we point that out in our declaration.
Well, when we send it out at 2 o'clock, we will have it by then, probably, because we'll have a 1 o'clock meeting.
Is that a problem, Nancy? Honestly, I mean,
right,
you're our professional in that area.
We're declaring a state of emergency for Hurricane Dorian effective 2 p.m. tomorrow, and there'll be more updates to follow after our 1 o'clock meeting.
Because we'll extend this meeting.
Right. Okay. So the real issue around this, Nancy, is the county and I had a discussion about why no one else is already there, and they're not, so we don't want to preempt them. So we're really trying to be nice with the county, because none of them have had their meetings to do that yet.
And we remind them that we are limited by that bridge. So we cannot just wait for them.
Yeah, we're just trying to be nice team players. So we're not preempting their declaration of evacuation.
Right. But we will not risk our citizens.
But at the 9:30 meeting, we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to point that out to them, because I think they should have met today, but I'm not in charge. So there you go. Just merely a good team player.
Any other questions before we vote on the motion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. State of emergency tomorrow at 2 o'clock with an identification of the date for mandatory evacuation.
Make a motion we continue this meeting till 1 p.m. tomorrow in the council chambers.
Second.
Mayor, you didn't close town hall. Do you want to make a motion to close town
hall? I make a motion to close town hall till after the storm.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth. So
good job.
So we have a second motion.
Right.
We had a second motion on the extension of the meeting. However, we'll withdraw that motion for the moment.
Feels like a second.
And we will otherwise will not be able to close town hall. So let's.
I'll second Joe's motion.
Okay. So we now have a motion to close town hall. That means that there'll be signs on the community center. I'm sorry, signs on the town hall saying that the building is closed. There may be people here, but it will be strictly for emergency operational activities.
Except at 1 o'clock, I'll open it because it's required for the citizens to come to our meeting.
Right.
It's a public meeting, so yep. We'll open the doors. If you want to come back at 1, you're welcome to come back at 1. Okay.
Okay, now I can entertain a motion for.
They motioned and seconded. You just got to vote.
Oh, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Now we can go back to the previous.
Now I make a motion. Is there anything else I left off, ladies? Thank you.
Thank you. Keep us.
Sorry, it's been a long weekend. Yeah. We have been meeting more than this, just so everyone knows. So, not together, but Craig and I, whatever. I make a motion. We continue this meeting till tomorrow at 1 p.m. in town council chambers, and it will be open to the public.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Extended. Thank you all.
Sorry for looking clownish.